From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington. Senior officials from 20 nations are holding talks in New York today on a proposed political transition to end the civil war in Syria, weeks before a plan to launch UN-mediated talks between the Syrian government and opposition. Officials are working toward an earlier agreement for a ceasefire in Syria in order to allow the talks to start on a political transition in the new year. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif expressed doubt going in about progress on identifying acceptable Syrian opposition groups.
Well, we haven't seen the list yet, but we believe that card-carrying members of al-Qaeda do not satisfy the conditions that we set for members of the opposition in Vienna. I believe opposition should be serious and it should be inclusive.
The so-called International Syria Support Group also hopes to submit a resolution to the UN Security Council to endorse the plan for a political transition and the proposed ceasefire. The African Union has authorized deployment of peacekeepers to trouble Burundi and given the government a four-day deadline to accept the troops. A communique issued by the AU Peace and Security Council today said the peacekeeping force will have up to 5,000 soldiers and police during an initial period of 6 months. The council condemned the recent escalation of violence in Burundi and said the AU will not allow the troubled country to descend into ethnic civil war and violence that could affect the wider region. Rwandans are going to the polls today, voting on a referendum to allow President Paul Kagame to run for as many as three more terms in office. The ballot question asks for approval of an amendment to shorten presidential terms from 7 years to five. It would also make an exception for Kagame, allowing him to run for a third 7-year term and two more 5-year terms after that. This is VOA News.